This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. It's been 2 months now since we experienced the total solar eclipse, but a world-renowned eclipse chaser is busy gathering reaction to the August 21st event. Kate Russo is an author and psychologist who viewed her 11th total solar eclipse near Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Of the 11 that you have personally witnessed, are they each different in their own way? Do you find something new to learn or to see in each one?
Yeah, I think because, you know, when you see your first one, so much happens. And even though you think you know what's going to go on, you know the sun, that moon moves in front of the sun, you know it will get dark. But because it's different to what you think is going to happen, so it's very unexpected. And all these things happen, and you just don't have enough time or have enough eyes to be able to look around you and see every single thing. So I think every time an eclipse happens, you want to see things. You want to focus on different aspects of it. And the features of the eclipse can be very different too. You know, the corona will always look different. And sometimes you might see it in the morning or in the afternoon or at sunset or in the middle of the day. So how the eclipse is positioned in the sun influences how, you know, the experience of it. And of course, the path of totality once every 18 months is somewhere around the world. And so you usually also have a very different cultural experience too. And often I've seen totality in crowds of people, and I've seen it and experienced it in just my partner and I. Every time is unique and different. So I think this is why you will never get bored of chasing eclipses, because it's just so different and unique and so much to see.
Do you still enjoy being around people who are experiencing their first total solar eclipse and just the excitement and the rush that they get from seeing it?
Oh, absolutely. I really like the first time experience. I mean, I know because that was transformative for me. It really changed my life. And I, you know, now that I interview with people after their eclipse experience too, I really try and capture the power of that first time experience. And that's what's driving me, really, to interview lots of people now after their first-time eclipse experience. And that's the topic of my latest book that I published. I think, you know, you can never really capture that unexpectedness again. You know, whenever you see your next eclipse, you will know how unexpected it is, even though you think you know what it's all about. But it's that first time that's unique. But I have really loved playing a very big role in the U.S. about communicating the eclipse experience and the idea that it's not just a celestial event. It happens above you, it happens around you, and it happens within you. And as a psychologist, as a background, I'm fascinated by what experiencing the total solar eclipse can teach us about being human. And that's why I'm so motivated to research this in the future as well. And I've been researching this already for about 5 years. And so when I do interviews with people, I really do want to capture the normal everyday experience. So it's not just scientists I'm interviewing. It's the normal everyday person who's impacted by this experience. And what I do is that I use that material in books and lectures.
For these communities who will be in the path of totality again in 2024, what would be your advice on, would you start preparing now for that, or when would you say is a good time for them to start seriously preparing for that 2024 event?
Well, this is an interesting circumstance because before the eclipse in 2017, very few Americans actually understood what a total solar eclipse was all about and how big a deal it was. There were, you know, in one generation had never seen one before or experienced it before. And often people who, you know, remember a past eclipse, they perceive that it was a total eclipse, but in fact it was a partial. But they don't actually understand how big a deal it was, how amazing it is. So that was one of the challenges of planning for 2017, that we, you know, a whole country hadn't really experienced this before. This is different now. And what I'm finding on the ground when I talk to people is that people, the general population, are already understanding how big a deal it is. They're already starting to query where they're going in 2024. And this is 7 years away. And there's a lot of people who really want to try and make sure that they go to the place where it's going to be, you know, the best chance of clear skies. And so a lot of people I understand are talking about this. And so I think, you know, even though it's early days, there is probably a need to start planning if you're one of these communities from a very early point, because the demand is there, the interest is there, and I'm sure they're already getting phone calls for it. And they're probably very unprepared for that. I'm sure that was an unexpected thing. You know, I was part of a couple of planning task force groups with the American Astronomical Society and the NASA Eclipse Outreach Planning Group. And everyone there would be talking about the fact that 2017 was only going to be a warm-up for 2024. So we recognized this early on.
Russo recently interviewed eclipse viewers in Perryville, Missouri, as part of her trip around the totality path. The Australian native, who now lives in Northern Ireland, says she's still traveling around the U.S. gathering eclipse experiences, so it'll take a while before she can put her best responses into a coherent report. Russo's latest book is Being in the Shadow, Stories of the First Time Total Eclipse Experience. I'm Brad Palmer.